There's about 300 school-aged kids here in Wrangell, and Adiesco gets to talk to any and all of them on a personal level. She's the school district's counselor. She can help kids get through a bad day they're having, and that can, on occasion, stem from neglect or trauma.
And sometimes to support our kids, that means we need outside resources like an OCS worker.
That's Office of Children's Services, the state agency charged with protecting minors from abusive and dangerous situations in their home life. But when a situation is most urgent, Esco says it can be nerve-wracking.
And when I have a student or a family that I know is in crisis and still having to wait 24 hours for a response, it's a scary situation.
Wrangell lost its locally based caseworker in 2008. A Petersburg-based caseworker is now responsible for Wrangell's community. Esco's seen overworked and burnt out caseworkers. Even if that wasn't the case, she says there's no substitute for a local presence.
So having someone with boots on the ground here that I know that they are intimately connected with resources and families, for me, I feel like it's a game changer.
The school district and city agreed, and they got to work.
We just felt like it was time to really start advocating.
Lisa Von Bargen is Wrangell's city manager. She and the mayor reached out to the state after positive meetings with OCS officials. Representative Dan Ortez, an independent lawmaker from Ketchikan, proposed a budget amendment calling for adding a half-time state social worker. With testimony from the community, Ortez says the line item wasn't a hard sell to his fellow legislators. So far, it's passed in the House Finance Committee.
You know, I think Wrangell did the best job of any community in my district of communicating with the House Finance Committee their concerns and their needs.
But it will need to survive a House floor vote, get support in the state Senate, and survive the threat of the governor's line item veto power. The position could cost about $58,000 to the state. Federal programs would help out, too. And the city of Wrangell has offered office space, gratis. Wrangell city officials say they're also brainstorming how to provide parole supervision, a diversion program, and adult protective services. In Wrangell, I'm June Loeffler.